Now, move into your base of your spine. We're going to call on Ganesha to allow that energy within us to express itself and move through all the chakras. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll imagine the reddish-orangish light pouring through a floodgate that opens up at the gate at the base of the spine. So a gate is opening up. And then that reddish-orangish light or energy or, you know, heat or cold, whatever it is, there's some experience that each and every one of us is going to have, given that the divine is going to be telling us this is how we're going to experience it. So feel it going through your legs, all the way into your feet and toes and back up, swirling around the front of your legs, the back of your legs, in the knees, in the joints, in the ankles and the feet. We've been carrying the weight of our lives to this point, and we need reprieve. The pain is too much. The hips, the base of the spine, the pelvis area. So allow yourself, your inner physician, to use this reddish-orangish light or sensation to go to those places that need healing. And we'll call on Ganesha to accelerate that process. Visualize Ganesha as an elephant-headed being. He rides on a mouse and he has a pot belly. Feel his presence, his ability to dissolve any blocks, get us unstuck really quickly. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gam. Feel the energy in your legs and in the lower pelvis region swirling around, making you to experience a sense of lightness or a release of pain or that stuck feeling. Now, put your attention on the base of the spine at the tailbone area, and we're going to activate all the chakras, piercing the sex center, the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the brain. And we're going to imagine a light that is a very thin tube of light. It's the flash of light. A ray of light that arises from the base of the spine and then pierces these energy centers, these chakras, that will enliven our body, mind, and soul at a new level of understanding of who we are at the soul, connected to spirit, and integrate that information into our body, mind, and soul. It's very quiet. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to your throat. Ma. Move up to your third eye. O. Bring your attention back down to the base of your spine. Nam. Move in to your navel, your belly button. Ma. Move up to your heart in the middle of your chest. She. Move into your throat. Feel your throat. Clear your throat. Va. Move up to your brain and your two eyes. Ya. Now, visualize a beam of blue light entering the throat. The karma of the past, present, and future is stored in the throat. We want to erase it so that we can bring in divinity, so that all our actions, our thoughts, our words are infused with divinity, absolute faith in our higher self, our God self, in everything we say, do, think. So imagine this blue light piercing the throat and cleansing all the karmas, sucking the poison out and infusing it with divinity at the same time. Imagine this blue light, a ray of light, a laser beam, like they use in laser surgery, to pierce the throat. And then cleanse the whole throat area. Wherever it needs, in the whole neck and in the shoulders even, imagine that blue light filling that whole area. And it continues to get activated with this laser beam of blue light. Tirani lakantam makara shivaya namah. Tirani lakantam makara shivaya namah. Tirani lakantam makara shivaya namah. Tiranilakantam 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 makara shivaya namah. Now, visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you in his light body or in a form that you have seen him in and can resonate with, maybe a picture or a statue, something. Imagine him standing in front of you and a beam of light is pouring from his third eye into your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. This light is piercing that. We're going to call on his grace and blessings to activate the God consciousness within you through this meditation process, this mind process. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Keep receiving this beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye, piercing your third eye. Feel it. Receive it. Focus on it. Experience it. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Receive the beam of light. Allow it to penetrate your third eye. Focus on that point of penetration. Be receptive. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Receive it. Allow this light now to activate your nostrils. Feel your nostrils Again, you can touch the right and the left nostril if that's what you need to do with your hand, your fingers, and then take it away. If you want, you can leave it there. Now allow the grace and blessings of the divine to enter your nostrils very slowly. Feel it filling from the entry point of the nostrils, moving up the right and left nostrils. You don't have to strain yourself. You just allow it, receive it, experience it at the level of the nostrils. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya namah. 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 The divine is cleansing the nostril breath and making it to be the divine breath. Now move up into your pituitary gland, the spot right above where the nostrils meet, the bridge of the nose, at the forehead. Feel the penetration. Again, we're receiving this beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, activating your third eye, dissolving your karma of past, present, and future. At the level of the third eye, the pituitary gland. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya namah. 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 Allow this energy, the sounds that will dissolve away past, present, and future karma, allow it to give you the experience of movement. Whether you move the body or not, you can do that. If you need to move the body, move it. Rock your head or move somehow that the energy is going to flow easier. You can sit there too, as still as you want as well. Keep visualizing the beam of light entering your third eye, penetrating the spot between your two eyebrows. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Now this beam shoots into the middle of your brain. So it goes, pierces into the midbrain area, the middle of your brain, and then goes a little bit up and back, and that is where the pineal gland will get activated. Then you'll have this full brain awakening through this point that will be activated through the sounds and the beam coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Relax your eyebrows, relax your face. Let go. Just receive this beam in the midbrain, in the pineal gland. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Now the explosion of light or vibrations of the sound waves permeate throughout your whole brain. Feel it washing through your whole brain. Cleansing. Refiring, reframing your thoughts to be divine. Divinely charged, divinely inspired. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Tiranila kantam ma karo sivaya namah. Now imagine this light pouring through like liquid light through your whole body, your brain, trickling down the neck, the shoulders, the arms, into the hands and fingers, and it pours through the chest. Feel it from the front and the back and the middle, the sides. Receive it. Pouring down into the pelvis, as it passes all the internal organs and the abdominal area. It's making you to breathe easier because your lungs are filled with this light. Your heart is filled with this light. The whole trunk area. And as it enters into your pelvis, it cleanses. pours into the legs and down into the feet and toes. On the way, it's releasing any pain or stiffness or stuck feeling. Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya namah. Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya namah. Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya namah. Now bring your attention into your heart center in the middle of your chest. We're going to invoke a being who is blue light. And can give us that consciousness to fulfill our desires, our heart's desires. Help us to manifest whatever it is that we want to manifest, even a money miracle, or more protection for our family and our material pursuits, our projects. If you know this being, Vishnu, then you can resonate more with his form, what he looks like, or just imagine a blue light in the heart center and feel it swirling around almost as if it's seeking out for you the thought or the experience that will help you to manifest your own piece of heaven on earth. Whatever that is in your life at this point will get revealed. Whether it's at an intellectual level or just at a feeling level or experiential level or some divine symbol or light, that consciousness will be revealed. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Feel your heart expanding. Your consciousness is going deeper and deeper and deeper. Your third eye might be lit up with that light as well, or there's a connection to your heart somehow. Allow whatever is supposed to happen to happen. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Now we'll call on his consort, Lakshmi, who is the goddess of wealth and prosperity, to reveal to you that consciousness that will attract everything that represents happiness here on the earth plane. Visualize her form if you know it. If you don't, you can visualize a gold, pink, silvery, dazzling light that is light and represents joy. Shreem, breathe. 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 Now, just let go of the meditation and as you're coming out of this meditation, you can acknowledge or give a prayer of gratitude to Dr. Pillai first and foremost for activating this experience for you at a deeper level than you have before in the past. And then Shiva, Vishnu, Ganesha, Lakshmi, the archetypes that will cleanse your karmas, give you prosperity through removing obstacles in your life. First with your internal world and then in the external world. Slowly, slowly come back.